Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the June Board of Education Month. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we have a couple of presentations, and I'll turn the mic over to Mr. Rosner.
Good evening. Let's see. Ms. Bennett, are you here? Come on up.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Deb Bennett. I am the Health and Welfare Coordinator for EATA, which is the Elmont Elementary Teachers Association. We are proud to announce that EATA's members and the staff in all six buildings raised an astounding $6,650 in the month of February during its annual Go Red for Women campaign. The schools held denim days, sold T-shirts, had grab-and-go breakfasts, and sold raffles, all to find a cure for heart disease. All funds were sent directly to the American Heart Association. EATA would like to thank Mr. Rosner, Central Administration, and Building Administrations for continuously supporting our fundraising efforts. That's one. So that was my EATA hat. Now I put on my Dutch Broadway hat. I stand here with my colleague, fifth grade teacher at Dutch, Melissa O'Brien. On Thursday, May 26th, the Dutch Broadway community participated in their ninth annual Building Homes for Heroes Walkathon. This organization builds and modifies homes for soldiers who returned from Iraq and Afghanistan, wounded both physically and emotionally. Our third through sixth grade students were able to hear firsthand the experiences of two home recipients, Navy Petty Officer Second Class Isaac Francois and United States Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Chris Claude, as well as a 95-year-old World War II veteran, United States Army Air Force Corporal Alfred Canizzo. We also had members of our very own American Legion Post 1033 and Mrs. O'Brien's father's Belmore Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2770 in attendance. Our students and their families donated funds. Our staff participated in denim days, known as Military Mondays. We sold T-shirts. We bought tickets for several raffle baskets. We also were blessed with donations from several organizations who are inspired by the work that Building Homes for Heroes has done. Mrs. O'Brien and I are so pleased to announce that the Dutch Broadway School this year raised $19,030. And thank you. And over the 9 years, $90,481 to the Building Homes for Heroes organization. Normally, we would have a representative, but they're off gifting more homes, so we just want to let you guys know. Thank you so much.
Congrats. Good job.
Thank you, Ms. Bennett and Ms. O'Brien, and congratulations for the phenomenal fundraising from both those worthy causes. So I just want to thank the two of you and all of the staff and administration across the district that contributed, and let's break that 19,000 next year and make it 25,000. So, and next year you have to let us know earlier so the board can start participating in that as well. Thank you. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present with the exception of Ms. Early Davis. And can I have approval of tonight's agenda?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Vattel-Verkat. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Can I have the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of May 3rd? And the certification meeting of May 17th. Can I have a motion? Mr. Mafia? Second, Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. At this time, I think we have information reports. So I do not have a report this evening from Sewanika. Sewanika and the other high schools are preparing for graduation, and I would assume that's why the report is absent. But I do look forward to this year's regular graduation that will be occurring the last week in June across the five high schools. So, Dr. Battle-Wickett.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman. Good evening, everyone. I do have Elmont Memorial highlights for the month of June. Future Scientists of America and Science Honor Society students did a great job celebrating Earth Day at Elmont. They planted Virginia Rose, Nine Bark, and Silky Dogwood, which are all native plants, on April 28th. The students were joined by Mrs. Farley, Mrs. Arcardo, and Mrs. Passanini. The Nassau County Championships, Thalia Benoit, she won the 400-meter hurdles. Ashley Fulton won the 200-meter. Kamani came in second in the 200 and third in the 400. Andre Anna Rodney won the 400-millimeter race. Our girls and boys 4x100 teams were county champs, and the girls swept the 200-meter and the 400-meter. So congratulations to our scholars. Kara Hook placed first place in the New York District 5 Congressional Art Competition and will have her work exhibited in the U.S. Capitol Building for 1 year. Siwa placed third, and we are extremely proud and happy of Kara, Siwa, and their teacher, Stella Grenier. Six of our students participated in the Long Island Math Fair last month and won the following medals in their grade level. All of the students are 11th graders this year. So we have Raheel Amid, he won the silver. Chigo Afebi won the silver. Alicia Joseph, bronze. Keishan Ramprasad, bronze. Kevin Sukwa, gold. And Kamon Walker, silver. The following award ceremonies were held. We had the senior awards, the 10th and 11th grade awards, the 9th and the 7th grade awards, and the 8th grade moving up ceremony. As Mr. Jaime mentioned, graduation will be held on Sunday, June 26th at Hofstra University. That concludes my report. Everyone have a happy, safe, and healthy summer.
You forgot to wish us all Happy Father's Day. Oh. Just want you to know that.
Happy Father's Day. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Is there any correspondence?
We received an email from Mrs. Bocasini. I'm sorry. I would like to submit a question for this week's board meeting. I would like to know what is going to be done to increase the security of our students besides the installation of the front door system. All of the schools have multiple doors.
Is it okay to answer?
Yeah.
Okay. No, whoever. I mean, I can answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so. Mrs. Bucaccini, right? Did I get that right?
No.
Oh. One more time. Oh, Bocasini. Okay. I think I have it now. So good evening, and thank you for that question. So, of course, in light of the continued acts that have terrorized multiple institutions in this country, this has been a topic of concern for the board for an enormous amount of time, and we've spent countless amount of hours talking about how we can continue to keep our buildings, a nurturing environment while securing it from anyone who may try to attack anyone in the building. So actually, this evening, we started a conversation, and after this meeting, we have to go back into conversations to discuss hiring a firm that would improve our security and, as you mentioned, help us with the amount of entrances that we have in each of our buildings to make sure that they're secure to prevent any type of incidents from happening in our district. I think it's important for all of us to really engage and have this conversation because it's a conversation that has multiple angles. So, yes, we have to fortify our buildings to make them safe, but at the same time, we need to start having conversations about the root causes of why these attacks are occurring. These attacks are occurring because there are children in our communities across this country that are not being taken care of. Not to say that this is happening here, but it's happening in other places, and we need to raise awareness about, the prevention of bullying, increased mental health, and safe gun control. So while this is something that is a prime topic with this board, we also know that it can't stop there, and I'm committed to making sure that our voice is heard, not only in Albany but in Washington D.C. So, again, I think it's up to each and every one of us to again reach out. When you see a child, or even when you see an adult that's in distress, that we try and help where we can, and where we can't help, we either refer that person to the right parties or make a phone call that could potentially save a life. So, in closing, just again, we are doing everything in our power because New York State has a law that prevents or prohibits armed guards being in schools, although there are some districts on Long Island that are doing it. They're not doing it within the scope of the law. So, and we'll keep you posted as we continue to progress on fortifying the buildings. Thank you.
I think she knows about that, but I'll reiterate because she mentioned it in her email.
So just to reiterate for those who may not know, starting this summer, we will be installing security booths in every single building along with other protections and more cameras so that we have more eyes on the outside of the building so that we can see and make sure that not only the inside will be safe, but the outside will be safe as well. Because, as you know, the threat can be outside and never make it inside, but still harm children and adults in the building as well. Thank you.
And one means of ingress and egress.
Right. So for teachers, this is very important. So when we get back in September, just to let parents know and students know that there'll be one way in and one way out. There won't be a two-way type of entrance and exit anymore. And this is to make sure that those coming in, we have documented of visitors and vendors in the buildings and employees as well that are in the building, as well as making sure that those who have entered for either a parent-teacher meeting or to make a delivery are checked in and checked out.
Good?
Yep. Thank you. So at this time, we will have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have just a couple of items. First of all, the audit committee met earlier this evening, and they recommend that the selection of Denise Longobardi as claims auditor for the fiscal year 2022-2023, and we ask for a motion appointing her to that position at the agreed upon salary. I ask for a motion.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to appoint Denise Longombardi as discussed in the Audit Committee?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
We have also for the board the extension of a contract previously passed by the board for the first part of this year. That would be the contract whereby the district retains Paul Gustafson as interim acting director of facilities, and we wish to continue his service in that capacity from July 1, 2022 until December 30, 2022 at the rate stated in the contract. For clarification, Mr. Gustafson is a consultant provided by the EnviroScience Consultants. That's a corporation. I ask for motion.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to appoint the interim director of facilities as discussed? Move, Dr. Cantara.
Second,
Mrs. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor?
Okay.
Motion.
No.
So I have one, two. Well, let's do this differently. So, can you please call out your name and indicate yes, no, or abstain? Dr. Cantara.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Battle-Riquette. Michael Jaime, yes. Mr. Mafia?
Yes.
Ms. Capers?
Abstain.
And Ms. Garlick?
Yes.
Any other further discussion? So motion carries at 1, 2, 3, 4 to 2.
411.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All one with an abstention.
Yes.
Okay. And I just note for the public, we will appoint certain officers tonight, and the appointments are usually made at the reorganization meeting. However, our reorganization meeting this year will take place on July 11th. And as the attorney, I didn't want to have July 1 to 11 go without certain people being in place, and that would be the treasurer, the deputy treasurer, the central registrar, the technology officer, and the purchasing agent, and certain other appointments, and they're in the board book. So just so that you know that they're in place, and we need, because there are 11 days for. And finally, this is my last meeting as attorney for the Elmont School District. I am retiring at I will resign effective close of business June 30 of this year. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve as the attorney for the district, and I have enjoyed. I really have grown over the years so to enjoy and love Elmont, and I find that the people are hardworking and they want the best for their children. The boards of education with whom I have worked, they have all did the best they could to provide the children with the best education that they possibly could. The best example of the board is the president who currently sits here. He's one of the 10 most intelligent men I've ever met, and he is a really excellent leader. And he gets the agenda moving without being rude to the other to the other board members, and he gets the business completed, and we usually can complete it between 6:30 and 8. That hasn't happened. And because of that, I have to ask the board for another motion, actually, and that is that we can convene an executive session for a meeting to follow this meeting. I forgot to do that, and because we have not finished the business that we have to address tonight. So, Mr. Jaime, I ask for a motion to extend for extension.
Sure. So thank you for those kind words. And as I've probably admitted many times over, the two most proudest things that I will ever take claim for is being a parent and being the president of this board. So for the past 13 years and serving this district for the past 15 years. So I will not take the claim of being one of the 10 most smartest. While I thank you for our conversations that we've had over the years, and I think we've both taught each other a lot about the law. I've taught you about technology and how much I can use a phone to do my job, even though I'm not at my job. It's truly been an extraordinary experience working with you, growing with you as well. I don't even know when Colin first told me that he was going to retire. I was very nervous because I think so. Again, this has been a very constant thing in my life for the past 15 years, and so is he. And it was very nerve-wracking on who would replace him, and you know, so. But I think I'm at a good place right now. I'm still smiling about it, so I think that's good. But I will miss him. I will miss our conversations, although I think they will still occur. I wish him well in his retirement. That's something that I aspire to, retirement. It's been a pleasure having you here. And
thank you.
So I think we have a couple of different motions on the board. So we have.
Just so everyone knows, sure. we're clapping for Colum, not for the extended executive session.
Mr. Jaime, I do want the record to note that 9 out of those 15 years, I helped keep this guy in order. So he has a very strong vice president behind him.
Thank you. And so we have the motion on the floor to make the appointments in advance of our reorg meeting to continue the business of the district. And the board is aware of those appointments as we've discussed them in executive session. So I would ask for a motion for that.
They're in the board book.
Okay.
It'll be taken care of in the superintendent's report.
So okay.
I don't need.
Oh, okay. So we don't need to do that right
no.
now. Okay.
Just the executive session.
Oh, okay.
To follow this meeting.
Okay, so
I need.
Right. So can I have a motion on the executive session to immediately follow this meeting?
For the last time, for Mr. Nugent, moved.
Mr. Mafia.
Capers.
Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Again, thank you for your years of service to this district, to the children, to the parents, to the many teachers that you've seen come along, to your wife who was a teacher in this district as well. And so when Colum says he has roots here, he definitely has roots here. So I think, again, I don't even know what else to say, but thank you.
Thank you.
So at this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent.
Okay, good evening. First, want to highlight and acknowledge our retirees. I'm going to do this a little bit differently than we usually do, as people would come up, but tonight we're going to ask you to please stand. So the following retirees: Barbara Burke, 10 years. Josephine DiNicola, 22 years. Catherine Henriquez. Twenty-nine years. Betsy Liebman, 38 years. Sandra O'Kelly, 21 years. She may not be here tonight. Margaret Parks, 38 years. Mary Cochran, 37 years. Denise Maza, 17 years. Now that the cat's out of the bag, Colm Nugent, 39 years. Where is Stella Olan? 20 years. Pasqualina Signano, 19 years. Susan Edwards, 23 years. Lee Singh, 25 years. Would you all one last time please stand for a nice round of applause, everybody, retirees? It is also, I'm sure the retirees could think back to when they were honored with tenure. So will the following teachers please stand as we will be recommending their tenure tonight. Well, congratulations to the following teachers. Doreen Cartwright. Janine Stotis. Anna Lee. Lauren Romano. Kimberly Ludwin, and Alexandria Anzalone. Kelsey Regal, Kiera Beaumont, Lauren Ristano, she may not be here tonight, Catherine Jordan, Catherine Cartwright, Patricia Obenhein, Nicole LaVisa, and Jennifer Hernandez. Would everyone please take a final stand and a nice ovation for everybody, please? Congratulations to all of you. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for your families that are here tonight. I'm sorry we were delayed. I see we have young children here, but thank you very much for your patience and for coming out to celebrate with us tonight. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Jaime, seek approval for professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, terminations, resignations, and retirements as noted on pages 1 through 7.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 7? Move, Dr. Kantara. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, resignations, and retirements noted on pages 8 through 11.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 8 through 11? Move, Dr. Battle-Riquet. Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and 504 recommendations on page 12.
Can I have a motion to receive page 12, please? Move, Dr. Kantara.
Second,
Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
seek a motion to approve items 4 through 18 on pages 13 through 19.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 13 through 19? Move Mr. Mafia, second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Oh, okay, so we need to, again, poll the board. Dr. Cantara, yes, no?
Yes.
Dr. Battle-Burkett?
No.
Michael Hyme, yes? Mr. Mafia?
Yes.
Ms. Capers?
Yes.
Ms. Garlick?
Yes.
So we have six yes and one no.
Five yes.
Five yes and one no. See, I was never good at math. See? There you go. Don't remember that I work in finance.
Good.
Yes, we're good.
Okay. On page 20, the first reading of the district-wide safety plan is noted for the minutes.
Page 20 and 21 noted for the minutes.
Okay. Page 22, seek a motion for approval of the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Can I have a motion to approve page 22, the schedule of disbursements and warrants?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia.
Second,
Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 23.
Can I have a motion to receive page 23, the treasurer's report? Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations, items A through H, on pages 24 and 25.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 24 and 25?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia.
Second,
Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On page 26, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as 27, the vandalism tallies for May 2022.
Pages 26 and 27 are shown noted for the minutes.
Okay, that concludes my report. Have a wonderful summer. Thank you for all that you do for the children and the families of Elmont. I'm very proud of the work that we're doing. Let's end strong.
Thank you. At this time, is there any old business? Any new business? Any legislative items? Items for future consideration? At this time, we'll take any audience members to address the board at either mic. Okay, seeing no one coming to the mic, our next regular Board of Education meeting will be Monday, July 11th at 8 p.m. at the Elmont Road School. At this time, I'd like to wish everyone a strong end of the school year. Congratulations to all of the sixth grade graduates and their families, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy and healthy summer vacation. And at this time, I would ask for a motion to adjourn this meeting. Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Again, thank you for coming out, and have a good night.